Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. Now joined by the manager of the FCO Orioles, Christian Frias. And Christian, thanks for giving us some time. You've been with the Shorebirds really for the last week and a half. Joined us in Fredericksburg last week. So we'll just start there. What's it been like working on the staff here?
Yeah, first of all, it's an awesome opportunity for me to come and join the Shorebirds on the road and join some of the guys that I've managed, like, not only this year, but also in the past. And, like, rejoining them for, like, a week or two, whatever, I'm going to be here. It's been an awesome opportunity to get to watch them again.
What was your season like in the FCL? Your team made the postseason this year. So how did that squad do down in Florida?
Yeah, we if you told me early in the season that we're going to make the playoff, like, I probably wouldn't believe you. But our guys did an awesome job staying together, working every day, just running through a wall for our staff and just showing up every day with wanting to play the game and just really loving the game of baseball. And I think that's what got us to play together as a team and eventually made a postseason.
And that feels like a very important stage for a lot of young players, especially the international guys, because they come to the States for the first time once they get to that level of pro ball pretty much. And at that point, it really becomes a new game for them. So how important is it, the development phase for them at that level, and really for them just to get their feet wet as a pro baseball player?
Yeah, it's a big jump from the DSL jumping into the FCL, and then another big jump coming to low A. For me, is how consistent can they be with their pregame routines, how much can they get from the weight room workouts, and just really showing up every day and creating a routine that helps them individually and not necessarily like what's my buddies doing. You know, they got to find out and figure out themselves for like what's really working for me, what's really helping me make that jump for me to help me get to the next level.
It feels like that level, too, requires the most amount of development or most commitment from the coaching staff, because these players are so young. They're learning to be pros like we've just talked about. So it feels like there is more of an invested interest in trying to get these guys developed into the pro athletes they're trying to become.
Yes, I get a lot of questions. Like, what are some of the things you have to do? Like, my number one thing and priority is, like, and I share with our coaching staff in the FCL as well, is like, we got to be patient. Obviously, there's a group of talented players that we get every year, and it's our job to make sure that we develop them and eventually push them to the next level. And it can be messy. It definitely can be messy. Like, they can definitely look like they're ready for the next level one day, and then the next day it looks like they're not quite ready. So for us to be patient and keeping good body language, like, as a staff, and that transfers over for the rest of the staff and players, knowing that no matter what, we're there for them, and if we're patient and we continue to work, they'll eventually develop.
Now, you touched on earlier, you've been able to connect with some of the players you work with down in Florida this year, coming back up here at the Shorebirds. So what's it like being able to get with them once again and kind of see where they've come from the start of the season to where they are now?
Yeah, I mean, it's an unbelievable honor just to be here and watch those guys, like, kind of from the outside. Like, I'm in the dugout with them, I'm in there during practice, during BP, but watching the game, like, not being the manager, like, I can actually kind of look from the outside and watch other areas of the game, and it has really allowed me to, like, see some of the things they do that they've done in the past and then gotten better, and it just happened before my eyes. Like, Noel came in late in the game a couple nights ago. Like, I've seen him do that so many times, still in second base with the game on the line, eventually scoring a winning run. That was very awesome to watch.
He's one player I want to ask you about, because he was maybe pound for pound your best hitter down in the FCL this year, an OPS of over 900. He's been here for a few weeks now. So what did you see from Jamone earlier this season down in Florida?
So consistency, I'll start with that. He was very consistent, and that combination of speed and power at that level can, like you said, pound for pound, probably our best overall hitter. And that combination of speed and power, like I said, allows him to hit for extra bases, like bunt for a hit, steal bases, score from first on a double, steal third base, and get himself in the scoring position closer to home plate. And that in itself, and the develop he's had on defense also, the versatility play, second base, shortstop, third base, and even some outfield early in the season, allowed him to, like, develop and eventually be here at this level.
Now, he's an interesting case study kind of player coming to this level, because when you play in Florida, you're playing afternoon games all the time in front of empty stadiums where it can be hot. Now you come here, it's under the lights, got packed ballparks. So that aspect too, I think, kind of changes things for a player too when they get to this level and onto a bigger stage.
Correct. I think he's transitioned well. I haven't seen or noticed anything out of the ordinary from him based on his like preparation, the way he plays, the way he handles his at-bats. He's not doing as good as he was doing in the FCL. However, I think his body language, he seems fine, and it's an adjustment. It's a new level, and I think he's going to be fine.
One other player I do want to ask about, Jaden Leray. He started the season down with you. He was on a roll for the month he was down for, and now he's come back or come to this level, and he has not missed a beat at all. So how unsurprised are you by the success he's had at this level?
Not surprised at all. You can make the argument that he could have broke camp with Delmarva out of spring training, and I was lucky enough and fortunate to have him for 20-some games, if that. I don't remember correctly. But, yeah, I'm not surprised at all. The way he works, number one, the way he goes about his business on when he crosses the line to take the field, he's an unbelievable player, unbelievable talent, high contact, and he doesn't really strike out too much, and he hates to strike out. And he's a player that is super versatile as well. We played him in center field. He's played shortstop, third, second base, and playing really good defense at all of them. So I think that versatility can continue to help and continue to climb levels.
And lastly, you did join us on the staff last week, and you got to manage a couple games last week in Fredericksburg. So how cool is it to put the manager's hat on here for a few days?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. 2 days, but it definitely the focus level when I was just as a guest staff, and when I got to manage Saturday, Sunday, the focus level for me, it went up. Especially those games, you want to win those games. And I can say, definitely say, the focus level went up, and not just watching the game from kind of the outside. I have to make pitching decisions. I have to make decisions on sending the guy home, or do we bunt here? Do we steal? And I haven't managed in a couple of weeks, so I kind of missed that a little bit. And it was awesome to kind of get that feel that you get when you're managing, those little nerves, you're making decisions and things like that. That was pretty awesome.
Well, Christian, that was really good stuff. Thank you so much for some time, and glad to have you here in Delmarva.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Christian Fias, the manager of the FCL Orioles. We're back with more after this on the Showbirds Baseball Network.